Trump's Department of Education launches probe into California transgender athletes' policy. By Katherine Hamilton on January 16, 2026. President Donald Trump's Department of Education, ED, on Thursday announced an investigation into the California Community College Athletic Association, 3C2A, over allegations it allows transgender-identifying males to play on female sports teams in violation of Title IX. ED launched the probe the same week the Supreme Court heard two cases about state laws banning males, including ones who claim to be transgender, from playing on teams designated for women and girls. The investigation is in addition to another 18 Title IX investigation ED launched this week spanning 10 states. The department is specifically looking into 3C2A's transgender participation policy, which states that a transgender, female, or non-binary student athlete who has completed at least one calendar year of testosterone suppression treatment may compete on a women's team. The investigation is in partnership with the Department of Justice's DOJ Title IX Special Investigations Team. The fact that a community college athletic association has a transgender participation policy is a stunning indictment of our culture. Women's sports are for women. Yet California's Governor Gavin Newsom, despite admitting the truth on a podcast, continues to put ideology above the safety of and fairness for his own students. Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights Kimberly Ritchie said in a statement, seemingly referring to Newsom's comment on his podcast, "This is Gavin Newsom to the late Charlie Kirk calling males competing in girls' sports deeply unfair." ED said a complaint submitted to its Office for Civil Rights, OCR, alleges that the policy resulted in discrimination against three female athletes on the basis of sex by allowing a male athlete to participate on the women's volleyball team at a member college and access locker facilities for women during the 2024 and 2025 seasons. The complaint also alleges that 3C2A ignored complaints from female students about the harms caused by males participating in female sports. 3C2A notably oversees more than 100 athletic programs statewide. The Trump administration will not tolerate policies that erase women's rights, Ritchie added. The Title IX said it looks forward to investigating this matter to ensure every woman has equal access to educational programs and athletic opportunities, because fairness and safety are non-negotiable. 3C2A did not respond to Breitbart's request for comment by time of publication. And added that Title IX prohibits discrimination on the basis of sex in any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance. The department concluded in June 2025 that the California Department of Education and the California Interscholastic Federation were in violation of Title IX for state policies allowing trans-identifying males to play on women and girls' teams. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.